It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we talk and cover the very latest in property news every morning. Of course, we're doing that 7 days a week, as heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. And our week, it is fast disappearing. Thursday, April the 18th today, and the jury selection of Donald Trump's hush money trial well underway now, with I think they've got 7 or 8 jurors already chosen. You know, regardless of your love or hatred of Trump, this is going to be probably the most covered court trial in the US since O.J. Simpson's murder trial. The judge cautioned Trump yesterday after Trump was heard muttering during a juror's questioning. You know, he just can't help himself, can he? And the question is he going to talk himself into a jail sentence? There is no doubt that we live in bizarre, strange, uncertain times. That is certainly a given on our Thursday morning. And we are heading off to Queensland today, finding out some of the suburb pricing. And this is on the heels of yesterday discussing just how hard it is for people to scrape up a deposit for a home. It is not easy in the current environment. And joining us is Varsha Daswani. She is the principal from SAI Real Estate Group. And we are headed to the Sunshine Coast where, hey, let's face it, it's a different speed. It's more chilled, it's more relaxed. And it has proven to be a very popular destination for people right across Australia to move to. So first off, Varsha, how is the property market performing, let's say, in an area like Dickey Beach at the moment?
Hi, Craig. Yeah, in Dickey Beach, you're very right. Like, people are so chill. So property market in Dickey Beach is quite slow, and only 19 properties have been sold in the past 12 months. Days on the market is just 45 days, and the median house price is about $1.43 million, and there are only 443 active buyers looking to buy in Dickey Beach. And the median unit price in Dickey Beach is about $660,000. Not much stock and only a few willing to sell, only if they have to sell. If we talk about Camp Hill and Cooperua are next door suburbs, and being in Brisbane, they're performing really, really well. And the median house price is in Camp Hill is about $1.56 million. The median house price in Cooperua is about $1.6 million. And the days on the market is 43 days on the market, and about 122 properties have been sold in the past 12 months. Being like quite central to Brisbane City is where a lot of buyers are kind of attracted to buy in Cooperua and Camp Hill.
And of course, we cover the commercial space. Often it does take time for an investor to consider diversifying from residential into the world of commercial property investing. That might be you listening this morning saying, yes, it's somewhat of a challenge to kind of push me into the commercial space. And that happens for a reason, because it is much more complex. So perhaps what are the preferred Brisbane and Sunshine Coast suburbs that people could, if they wanted to, invest in commercial property?
So if they are looking to buy in commercial property, Caboolture and Deception Bay are really, really good suburbs to start their investment, commercial investment portfolio. And because of its regional transport hub, which is what Caboolture is famous for, wide opportunities for like interstate trades. And even if you look at it, it's quite central to Brisbane and Sunny Coast. Infrastructure developments, spectacular buildings, and all of the basic facilities you expect from a developed suburb. Exploring it and finding a property for you to invest in or run a business will most likely be a very successful experience here when you are thinking to buy in Caboolture.
Okay, well, we're talking to Varsha Daswani from SAI Real Estate. We'll come back in just a moment. We'll continue the theme of talking commercial property. We'll have a look in Deception Bay, and we'll do that next.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
And right now it is time for another property tip, and we're going inside Victoria and catching up with Kate Ashton again. She's from Maryborough, and a very good morning to you, Kate. You've got a property tip for us this morning?
Good morning, Craig. I certainly do. So if you're going to an area to look at purchasing property and you haven't been there before, my high suggestion is go and stay there for a few days, probably not on the weekend, but immerse yourself. And when you get there, turn right, turn left, see if people say hello, look at what is important to you and if it connects to you. You will connect with a house and a house will connect with you, and the same as a community.
And also really important that if you do that, to be talking to key people inside the street, or even wider, outside of the street, to find out the flavour.
Absolutely. Ask random people. Do you live here? Why do you live here? What's great about living in this area?
One of the questions I think is always good to ask is, in the street that you're living in, always ask, is there any noise level that is of concern? Is there any reputation of any drugs and alcohol? You know, flush it out.
Absolutely. Ask questions. If you don't ask a question, how will you find out the answer? So whether that's to an agent, to somebody in a cafe, to someone in the street, you know, ask questions. Don't be shy, because those sort of things are very important for you, whether you're buying for an investment or for owner-occupier, to know about the area that you're looking to spend your money.
Yes, that's what it's all about, is to ask as many questions as possible, all part of your due diligence, of course. Thank you for that, Kate. Well, yesterday, Domain reported about the residents of the luxury Sydney complex, the Chateau in Castle Hill. They're going to enjoy exclusive access to a Tesla car, and this is part of a shared electric vehicle scheme, with units ranging they say from 1 to 3 bedrooms. This offering enhances modern living. They say the initiative is a unique value addition, eliminating the hassles of car ownership. Now, I want you to remember that line, eliminate the hassles of car ownership, because this is where it all starts to turn pear-shaped. The complex features 296 apartments. Can you imagine trying to book the car? So by my calculations, you might be lucky to get the use of that Tesla just once every 12 months.
Don't forget to subscribe. We have hundreds of episodes all designed to help you better understand the constantly evolving and dynamically changing real estate property market.
And it is a Real Estate Thursday. We are talking real estate this time in the Sunshine Coast in Brisbane. And Varsha is back with us. She was on a roll talking about some of the commercial opportunities. And I know that you want to talk about Deception Bay.
Yeah, so aside from being a good location to invest in commercial real estate, it is also an ideal place to run a business, just because of the development projects and what's been happening in that location in itself, in terms of the accommodation, infrastructure developments, surrounding area. This ensures that you get a lot of foot traffic, plus you have a lot of options in terms of the commercial property, since you can even find a warehouse or a workshop unit at a very affordable price. So that definitely is a good start when you are thinking to just start to buy or invest in a commercial investment and start your commercial investment portfolio.
All right, so there's a little bit of the commercial space. Let's turn back into some residential. This is an area I think we've talked about before. It's certainly been growing. What can you tell us what's been happening of recent times with Budrum?
The Sunshine Coast suburb to invest in if you are looking for a long-term capital growth is Budrum. Budrum is a really good suburb to start your residential investment, just because of the long-term capital gains that we'll have. Budrum needs to be on your list. Just in the past 12 months alone, Budrum has seen a whopping 18.61% increase in the median price for houses, which is incredible. Most being managed by the property managers in Budrum, combining the best of lush rainforest and a relaxed coastal vibe. So being located at the top of the Budrum Mountain gives residents great views of the ocean. The median house price in Budrum is about $1.1 million. 416 properties have been sold in the past 12 months and 164 houses have been available in the last month. And the days on the market are really good, which is about 41 days. And there are about 7,805 active buyers, which says a lot about the suburb that a lot of people are wanting to move in Budrum just because of the lifestyle and how close it is to Mooloolaba, but still very affordable.
All right, so let's go from the Sunshine Coast. Let's switch it up a little bit and go into Brisbane this morning. What about Logan Home? What can you tell us in terms of that particular suburb and how it's tracking in 2024?
So, Craig, with Logan Home, this is the suburb that you can start as a new property investor. This is where you can start to build your property investment portfolio just because of the growth that it has occurred in the last couple of months. And even if we talk about last 12 months, it has grown about 9.8%. And the median house price in Logan Home right now is 670. 12 months ago, it was about 575. So it has grown about like 10%. In just in a year's time, which is quite good. And that tells you how strong the suburb is growing. And the median house price is 670. The days on the market is about 27 days only. 28 houses have been available in the past 12 months. And there are about 2,000 active buyers looking to buy in Logan Home. So Logan Home, again, is performing really, really well as a suburb. And if you're starting as a property investment portfolio, this is a suburb to be in.
All right, so that'll wrap us up today, sort of out of time, but that is Varsha Daswani. Varsha, have yourself a fantastic Thursday.
Thank you. Thanks, Craig. You too.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips.
So now they're looking, especially in our bigger capital cities, at needing a deposit of probably around 150 to 200,000 as an absolute minimum. It means that you need bigger deposits and higher incomes to be able to afford the cheapest of homes.
Just saving $100,000, Margaret, in these times that we live in, very difficult.
And you're not going to get much for if you can only save $100,000. If you're looking at living in Sydney or Melbourne, it's only going to buy you a unit with some fairly high mortgage insurance premiums. Although I do appreciate that in combination with the cost of living crisis, it does feel a lot harder now than it ever did.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.